Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about painter Larry Poons, one of the key figures in the op art movement of the 60s, who has gone on to become a revered teacher at the Art Students League in New York and a critically respected contemporary painter who exhibits the world over. Though born in Japan, Poons grew up in upstate New York. He was an average student who excelled only in art and music classes. When he left high school in 1955, his ambition was to become a composer. Despite his art teacher telling him he could really do something in art, he was convinced that he couldn't draw well and decided to attend the New England Conservatory of Music, intending on becoming a classical musician. After 2 years, the rigors of the conservatory's program deflated his enthusiasm for being a professional in music, so he transferred over to the School of the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston to study painting. His classes at the museum energized him. He painted constantly and read everything about contemporary art he could find. Newsweek magazine did a feature on artist Barnett Newman, who instantly became Poons' hero, so he shot off a naive but passion-filled letter to the senior artist, whose address was included in the article. Newman was moved by the note and encouraged Poons to move to New York City so that he could live in the thick of all things artistic and meet others who felt as strongly about art as himself. Poons agreed to move as soon as classes ended. Newman helped him find an apartment and studio, and even agreed to encourage Poons' parents to let him pursue a career in art instead of music. Newman and Poons became good friends, and Newman went out of his way to introduce the young painter to the up-and-coming artists of the day. It was a heady time, as Poons befriended Ray Johnson, Frank Stella, Andy Warhol, and the art critic Henry Godzilla. He learned about acrylic painting from Agnes Martin. He started a cafe on Bleecker Street called Epitome, where Jack Kerouac, Ray Brimser, and Gregory Corso read their poetry. The cafe also attracted poet-songwriters like Joan Baez, Joni Mitchell, and Bob Dylan, whose band The Rolling Thunder Review rehearsed in Poons' apartment in preparation for their famous national tour. In the company of this hard-driving group of creative souls who took him seriously, Poons worked hard to always be worthy of their respect. In 1963, he painted Orange Crush, his first critically acclaimed painting, and had his first solo show at the Green Gallery. Poons' work was unlike anyone else's. Orange Crush was a huge, blazing orange painting with geometrically laid out jelly bean-like ovals spaced out across the canvas. It was so optically stimulating that people felt that the surface was vibrating. This dot-style approach to minimalism excited everyone, and Poons launched a long series of related paintings. By 1965, his work was the focus of an exhibition featuring new styles at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and that exhibition secured Poons' success. He began being invited to exhibit around the world. The Art Students League appointed him to its painting faculty in 1966, and he continued to teach there until 1997. Recently asked to describe the process of becoming one of the most famous op art painters, Poons replied, "Thinking back, I used to begin the dot paintings as sort of minimalist works, but then I began to see the dots blip around. They never stood still. If you looked at a dot picture and then turned away, your eyes got rested, so that when you came back to it, it was an entirely different painting, until your eyes got saturated again. It changed. These paintings moved around. They changed visually every few seconds." Larry Poons is considered one of the top painters of the late 20th century. Over his 50-year career, he has painted seminal works that have been shown and owned by an illustrious list of prominent private and museum collections all over the world. Critics and historians have written about his work for decades, pages upon pages, chronicling his modes and methods. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.